for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Cam. We appreciate so much, as always. Sometimes I feel like maybe we get tired of saying thank you to Ken, but I don't know how we can do this, Jerry, without saying thank you to Ken Adams. He's such a faithful friend and a friend of this ministry and a servant of the King and anxious to get this message out as much as we are. He's just not here with the little machine in his hand. Jerry Brenneman is here. Jerry's the director of Evangel Home, and we have a guest today, and we want to hear her story. Anything new going on, Jerry, that we need to know about before we jump in and get the story?
Our empty shelves in the basement where we normally keep food. Cynthia came to me yesterday with an emergency list, and I said, why didn't you tell me before we totally ran out? We're almost out, but that seems to be where we always are now, is almost running out. That never started happening until maybe last year. So I think it is an indication of our economy. I think it's an indication of how many people are struggling themselves. But that is one of my real prayer requests, that we finish the year strong in the food department. So either now or later on in the show, I can give the emergency list. And besides turkeys, and yeah. In fact, we're not even thinking of Thanksgiving meal right now, because if you don't have kidney beans for taco soup, it's like you don't need dressing for Thanksgiving. Yeah. We need to really focus on the day-to-day food items.
Okay, and like us on Facebook. We get those mm-hmm. updates mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. Regularly. Katie Rocca does a great job of keeping social media.
So do I. I help.
Sorry. At any rate, a lot of our needs and our praises and encouragements, messages are on Facebook.
Let me back up a little bit with Katie. You know, I used to do Facebook. I was the only one who did it, but I could not post two times a day, which is really an optimal amount on Facebook, because not everybody is going to be sitting there seeing everything you post. So I would post like maybe twice a week, and that was pretty good. But I watched the number of people who like us grow up and realized how important that was. And then, you know, Jim, we don't do any real marketing. We don't have a marketing agency that helps us. We do it, and we get our word out on the radio right here. But we have George Temple with something called Helps Too, and he is helping us. Like, we redesigned the website so that it's you can see it now on your cell phone and your iPad or whatever. But then we added Katie to help with the Facebook stuff, which is really very good, because that's what she does. She is maybe 22, 23, so you want that viewpoint. So Katie and I have, I think, really kind of reached a neat little relationship. I call her the rookie, and she calls me the coach, because we need the rookie's enthusiasm and different fresh perspective ideas. And we need the coach's wisdom, and I don't think that's going to fly. And so we've really, I love that kind of connection. It keeps us all fresh, and it keeps us all learning. So,
and it's just great to have her, too, because she is passionate about what goes on here as well. She's got fresh ideas and all of that.
And I don't know if you have seen I want to say the God jokes, but she's got access to some really funny, humorous cartoons. Mm-hmm. And I love those. We're trying to get those up just once or twice a week, but they make me laugh. Yeah. Did you see the one with Joseph and Mary?
I've been gone.
Oh, this is so cute. Okay. I'm sorry, Roxanne. You will get to talk. Roseanne, I'm sorry. You will get to talk. It's got the backside of three like camels. It's obviously a Jesus kind of scene, but it's a cartoon. And so there's three camels or donkeys, and there's a woman on each one of them, and on each one of them is a bumper sticker. And on one it says, my son is a doctor, my son is an honor student, and my son is God. So, one of the other women is saying, oh, here's Joseph and Mary again.
That's cute.
I love that. And I thought, you know, I probably shouldn't send that out for a Christmas card, but it certainly gives the message. So that kind of really neat humor. I love that.
That was cute.
We have an energetic guest, and we want to hear her story. Introduce Roseanne, and we'll talk to her.
Roseanne is fun, and she is energetic, and she has been here before. And so I want her to not just talk about why she is here right now, but why she was here before and what made why did she want to come back. And she's just one of those really, the kind of person you like to have around, you know, one that gives energy rather than takes it away, even though she's energetic. And some energetic people, you want to say, turn it down, go to the corner, do something. You don't do that with her. She just brings a spark to things, and she's always appropriate with that kind of energy. Mm. So I was really encouraged when she came back and said she was thinking of applying for Crossroads.
All right. With that, Roseanne, just tell us the whole story. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to you.
You know that's going to be hard for somebody that likes to talk. But
let's back up. Jerry raised an obvious point of interest. Let's deal with that. You were here before. When was that?
This was like 2 years ago. And basically, I had went to see, I'm going to go ahead and tell the whole part of it, that I had to leave on a, you know, the path that we get to go on in the day to handle our business, which one of them was I was on parole. I went to see my parole officer. An old warrant came up. Nothing that happened throughout, you know, it was an old thing. I had to be there for 2 days to see the judge. I was really upset because I didn't want to leave. I mean, I had found myself again here and for the first time. I mean, it was just loving people. They have open arms. You don't feel like anything was wrong with you. You just get connected because, like, here we have to have, you know, our chapel morning and night. What gives us our going out to the world and what gives us our going to bed with peace at night.
So it was the justice system that took you out of Evangel Home 2 years ago?
Yes. And basically they were real concerned about me at that point also. When I went, I called, and they were real like, are you okay? They were real concerned for me, and I didn't want to leave. But at that point, once my clothes were gone, whatever, I ended up leaving and going to a family member's. So I was sad that I left, but I left. So it was that problem. It wasn't that I wanted to leave at that point in time.
Well, let's back up before that then. What was going on in your world that Evangel Home became part of it to begin with? Frequently there are abuse issues, substance, physical, you know, whatever, or legal troubles. Where were you in that spectrum?
I was actually falling apart and beginning to use alcohol as my substitute in life.
Mm-hmm. And you were addicted?
I want to say I was becoming an alcoholic.
Okay.
Literally. My kids I was having that empty nest syndrome. I have 7 children. They all started doing their own thing. I started feeling like that. I needed to cover that up. And I wasn't in a support system. I was attending Cornerstone Church. Mm-hmm. And that was nice. But if you don't have that little push and the support and the outlet, it's hard. You slip between the cracks at times.
You got to have something besides Sunday morning worship.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, a daily thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you felt like you needed more than that. How did you hear about Evangel Home?
That's another story I wanted to bring up.
I love this.
I have.
Just give her the mic and let her go.
My mother-in-law graduated from here. Matter of fact, she's on the wall. She has a plaque on the wall.
She's a graduate.
1990. Yeah. I started respecting the Evangel Home then because nobody could get through my mother-in-law. She was from Oakland.
Yeah, let me back up, too. We're just going to spend our whole show backing up.
We may do two shows.
We might, because her mother-in-law was Carmen. I loved Carmen, and I will never forget meeting Carmen. I don't remember meeting everybody, but I remember Carmen because she was here on a Saturday. I came in on a Saturday to pick up something to do something, and one of our women who had just gone next door to the apartments, we called them the extension program then, her name was Valerie. Valerie and Carmen were in the kitchen, and Carmen looked really crazy.
Did she?
Carmen had a wig that made her look like, it was kind of like a 3-point, those old, like in the George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Yeah, yes.
That's what her wig looked like. And so I'm going, oh, great. And Valerie said, I brought her in here. I found her on the Fulton Mall. And then Valerie said, but she's not like the other people there. I think she'll do good here.
Uh-huh.
She did great here, Jim. We allowed her to go next door. And at the time, Carmen was in her late 60s, I believe.
Yeah, she was already 5 years ever.
Yeah, and addicted to everything. And yet there was a heart and a goodness about her that we thought, even if she doesn't go beyond Evangel Home in this world, what a wonderful way to have part of her life have some goodness. Mm-hmm. And then when she graduated, she actually moved across the street and managed some apartments that were over there, not the ones that are there now. And she was there for quite a while and then moved on. And so Roseanne will know that story. But, yeah, that is just awesome that I remember that very moment of meeting Carmen and her.
And I want to take it back to where she came here, is that this is the only place that could actually keep her here, because she was from Oakland. She liked to be, she lived with us before, and it was hard to keep her home. She liked to be downtown under the bridge because it reminded her of Oakland and her days in San Francisco. So that's how I became to know about this place. And if they could keep her, and the spiritual, and she was changing. She's always had the heart. But she was just addicted.
So you had to be at her graduation then?
Yes.
Okay. Because we must have had 85 people at Carmen's grade. We think it was huge.
We have a big
family.
Everyone
came. Mm-hmm. They all came.
We were very proud of her. And so and when I came, I knew why right away. It was just a place to find yourself and have that security and know that you're going to grow. You feel it right away just as soon as you walk in. And it was weird because they didn't take walk-ins. When I came with my daughter, we were talking about it. She's like, it's time. And I said, I know it was time. And I knew I needed that support. I needed it every day, morning and night. Mm-hmm. And I get that from my church, from church here. And we always have wonderful speakers come, and it's just for you. You know, the Lord's always speaking to you left and right. Like right here, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I mean, who else is?
Yeah.
So I kind of talk fast, but let me slow down.
So you came to the crisis home in 2 years ago.
Correct.
And what kind of things was it, life changing for you? I mean, was there?
I've always talked about the Lord. Me and my kids, I have like a 7. It's just a fun time. We talk about God a lot. And of course, my kids were like, they love this home also. When I left, I was still maybe into this kind of set of being on my Bible, just wanting to do the morning night thing. And I would say that lasted maybe almost also a year. But then I started not keeping myself in tune with friends. Like, you meet wonderful people here that will continue being your friends. The outlet wasn't there. It got unplugged.
All right. And so we end part one of our interview with Roseanne. Jerry, very briefly, do you have a list of – read those quickly.
I have my list. All canned foods, especially kidney beans and corn. Spaghetti sauce, tomato sauce, peanut butter and jelly. Paper products that we always need, like paper towels and napkins. Rice, sugar.
Okay.
And that's also on Facebook. It'll be on our website.
Okay, so listening friends, we really need your attention to our pantry shelves right now. And so we encourage you to do that. And thank you in advance for your generosity and concern for what goes on here. Roseanne, thank you so much for being willing to be here. We're going to hear the rest of your story next time.
Thank you.
Jerry, thank you. I've been gone, so it's good to be back in the saddle and renew the fellowship and friendships here. Ken, it's your turn. Thank you for making this interview into this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.